73 northbound, traffic is stopped from Moreland Road to Sunny Slope. A left lane is blocked between Sunny Slope and Layton with an accident. 4145 northbound, Swan to Burley, still heavy. 94 eastbound, 84th to Mitchell Boulevard. And 94 westbound is jammed from the Zoo Interchange to Moreland. Right lane blocked with a crash. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Aleve, life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee forecast.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Partly cloudy skies in Milwaukee. Coming up, CBS News in a bit. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
CBS Money Watch.
California-based solar-powered electric car company Aptera Motors goes public today on the NASDAQ. Its ticker symbol is SEV. The company's uniquely designed three-wheeled self-charging vehicles can go up to 40 miles a day on solar charge and 400 miles on an electric charge. According to its website, the target price of the vehicle is around $40,000. Stellantis is recalling nearly 300,000 Dodge Darts because of a rollaway risk. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this is because the vehicle's shifter cables can detach from the transmission while parked. The recall impacts 2013 to 2016 models. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 8:02. Thanks for tuning in to 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Local news with Stuart J. Weidel's coming up. Leslie Lido has state news. Mike Clements has got sports. Bonnie Green with traffic. It's all coming up next on 540 WAUK.
We're a civic media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says yes, he's authorized covert CIA operations in Venezuela, and he's explained his motive to wealthy donors. Details from the White House and Weijia Jiang.
Hosting a dinner last night, President Trump joked about going fishing off the coast of Venezuela. In recent weeks, his administration has announced five strikes on boats off its coast, killing 27 people.
We had a lot of drugs coming in by water, and that stopped. In fact, nobody wants to go fishing in.
Earlier in the Oval Office, Trump told CBS News' Ed O'Keefe he authorized the CIA to get involved due to a flood of drugs from Venezuela and criminals.
Days after Typhoon Halong, hundreds of Alaskans trapped in flooded-out villages along the southwest coast are being airlifted to safety. At least one death is blamed on the storm surge. Two men are missing still after their home was washed away. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says there is more bad weather on the way.
This is the time of year where these storms come from the Pacific and traverse into parts of Alaska. Over 100 mile per hour winds here. We had a storm surge of 6.6 feet, 1,000 people displaced here. And now they have another storm that's coming at them today. So they have that to deal with.
The ceasefire still holding in Gaza. And last night, Hamas returned the bodies of two more Israeli hostages. The remains of 19 are still unaccounted for. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Hamas says it's handed over all the hostage bodies it can and needs specialized equipment to retrieve the rest. Senior U.S. advisors told CBS News they are not at a point where they believe the ceasefire has been violated.
Turkey's offered to help look for those missing remains. Heads up if you drive a compact car. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 300,000 Dodge Darts because of a rollaway risk. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this is because the vehicle's shifter cables can detach from the transmission while parked. The recall impacts 2013 to 2016 models. NHTSA says it's working on a remedy for affected owners who will be notified by the company early next month.
It's been 52 years. Dolly Parton is celebrating the release of her iconic song. The 79-year-old country music star's posted throwback video of herself performing Jolene. Since its release in 1973, it's been covered in various languages by more than 30 singers, including the White Stripes and Beyoncé. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A new study finds the Paris Climate Agreement could spare the planet from nearly 60 scorching hot days every year if countries actually deliver on vows to cut emissions. CBS's Dave Schechter.
Researchers with Climate Central and World Weather Attribution say following through on these promises would limit global warming to 2.6 degrees Celsius, which is 4.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That would still bring dangerous heat and widening inequality, but far fewer extremes than a world without the 2015 Paris deal. Their message, stronger action now, will help keep the planet more hospitable in the future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill backed by veterans to fast-track a study on psychedelics and their role in treating mental health conditions like PTSD and depression. A growing number of service members are turning to psychedelic drugs and therapies to treat conditions tied to wartime trauma and traumatic brain injuries. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools are set to see a big boost in state aid next year. New numbers from the State Department of Public Instruction shows MPS aid will jump nearly 18%. That's more than $104 million more than last year. The increase comes as most districts statewide are seeing cuts. Just over 300 districts are getting less money, while 111 will get more. Education officials say the changes are due to enrollment shifts and updated funding formulas. Milwaukee police are warning reckless drivers that their cars could soon be towed after a new state law passed the legislature. The law allows officers to impound vehicles after just one reckless driving offense, even if the driver isn't the owner. At a press conference at the city tow lot yesterday, officials said they're taking away the vehicle as a weapon to protect the community. To get a car back, drivers must pay fines and towing fees. Officials say they hope the tougher approach will cut down on dangerous driving. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Federal agents started tracking a Kenosha man after someone reported his TikTok post threatening law enforcement. Court records say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton allegedly encouraged people to shoot at ICE agents. Investigators say a tip sent to the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center started the case in late August. TikTok then gave subscriber records to federal officials, helping them trace the videos back to Stanton. He now faces a federal charge for threatening U.S. officials, and he does remain in custody. There was a short safety hold at two Waukesha County schools yesterday. Authorities say Kettle Moraine High and Wales Elementary were placed on a hold while police looked for someone wanted out of Racine County. Officers searched the area and confirmed that the person wasn't nearby. The schools were cleared and opened up within minutes. Our airport isn't airing the ads. Officials at Mitchell International are refusing to air a federal government video that blames Democrats for the ongoing shutdown. Airport officials say county rules blocks them from showing any political messages inside the building. The video, recorded by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, was meant to play on monitors at TSA checkpoints around the country. Airports in several major cities have also declined to run it. Milwaukee officials say their decision is about following local law, not politics. And Brewers fans are gearing up to take over Davidson Park again for tonight's Game 3 against the Dodgers. The free watch party kicks off this afternoon at the Harley-Davidson campus with a 200-inch screen, food trucks, and live entertainment. Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages will do a pop-in. Fans should plan to arrive early and bring lawn chairs or blankets. First pitch happens just after 5 o'clock. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Waukesha and Washington topping the list, but Dane and St. Croix have a strong showing. It's the DNR's list of counties with the highest number of car versus deer crashes. Deer on the move again in Wisconsin, and state officials want drivers to be extra careful. The State Patrol says the fall is the most dangerous time for deer crashes because of shorter days and more deer crossing roads. Last year, there were over 17,000 crashes into deer, causing 9 deaths and hundreds of injuries. Waukesha, Washington, and St. Croix counties saw the highest numbers. Drivers are reminded to scan the road, use headlights at dusk, and stay in their lane if a crash cannot be avoided. Legislation from both parties targeting ticket scalpers in Wisconsin. The Democratic bill named the Swifty Act would ban the use of artificial intelligence bots to artificially hoard tickets before fans would be able to buy them. Under the Republican bill, people could still purchase and resell tickets, but there would be a $1,000 fine for ticket companies violating the rules. Ticket retailers or event operators would also have to forfeit profits earned from any tickets sold. In March, President Trump issued an executive order ordering the Federal Trade Commission to enforce fair ticketing practices. Getting tough for families to afford a place to live, and an expert realtor says it's even tougher here in Wisconsin.
The average age of the first-time homebuyer is now 38 years old. And this is due to the fact that housing prices continue to rise faster than wages. The average price of a home now in Wisconsin is approximately $340,000. That far exceeds a price that most working families can afford. Wisconsin's affordability crisis is worse than most other states.
That's Tom Larson, who's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Some state lawmakers say they want to change the equation. A new package of housing bills in Madison includes help for first-time buyers, like a program offering low-interest loans for down payments. Another bill would create clear rules for accessory homes, including basement apartments and backyard cottages. Republicans backing the plan say that it could boost construction without new taxes. They also think the proposals might draw bipartisan support at the Capitol. Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to continue funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, including additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to help residents currently getting SNAP benefits. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays all next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 8:14. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. We serve up all news all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, Mike Clements got sports. Preview of tonight's Game 3 in L.A., the NLCS against the Brewers. Also, Packers and Badgers as well this weekend. And weather-wise, partly sunny today with a high of around 63. Currently in Milwaukee, we got partly cloudy skies and 53. We'll get an update with traffic from Bonnie Green as well. It's all coming up next. All news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald. 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
And good morning, it's 8:17, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and by tapping their Civic Media app. Coming up, Bonnie Green is a look at traffic, our weather forecast from our staff meteorologist, and right now, let's talk sports. Let's get into it, Mike Clements.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. This team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. We have sports on Mike Clemens.
8:18, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well. This time sponsored by Compassion International. Bonnie Green with traffic.
Our tough morning continues. 43 North, that is still stopped from Moreland Road to Sunny Slope. Left lane blocked there with an accident. 4145 northbound Swan to Burleigh, heavy southbound. It's 124th to Good Hope. 94 westbound at Moreland, an accident blocks the right lane. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, health care, education, and more for a child in poverty. And there are thousands of kids who've been waiting for over a year and their wait. Sponsor a child with Compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Still nice out. Not bad for fall. Wait till November, I guess. Right now in Milwaukee, partly cloudy and 53. Coming up, we've got Money Watch from CBS News and then an update from CBS News as well. It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaben announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen for Sean Mayer's seat.
Go to WAUKradio.com and search for This Week in Waukesha.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. CBS News coming up, and right now it's Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
California-based solar-powered electric car company Aptera Motors goes public today on the NASDAQ. Its ticker symbol is SEV. The company's uniquely designed three-wheeled self-charging vehicles can go up to 40 miles a day on solar charge and 400 miles on an electric charge. According to its website, the target price of the vehicle is around $40,000. Stellantis is recalling nearly 300,000 Dodge Darts because of a rollaway risk. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this is because the vehicle's shifter cables can detach from the transmission while parked. The recall impacts 2013 to 2016 models. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
It's 8:22, going on 8:23 time check. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles with our local news. In Milwaukee, forecast partly sunny with a high of around 63. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got 53 under partly cloudy skies. Again, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says yes, he's authorized covert CIA operations in Venezuela, and he's explained his motive to wealthy donors. Details from the White House and Weijia Jiang.
Hosting a dinner last night, President Trump joked about going fishing off the coast of Venezuela. In recent weeks, his administration has announced five strikes on boats off its coast, killing 27 people.
We had a lot of drugs coming in by water, and that stopped. In fact, nobody wants to go fishing in.
Earlier in the Oval Office, Trump told CBS News' Ed O'Keefe he authorized the CIA to get involved due to a flood of drugs from Venezuela and criminals.
Days after Typhoon Halong, hundreds of Alaskans trapped in flooded-out villages along the southwest coast are being airlifted to safety. At least one death is blamed on the storm surge. Two men are missing still after their home was washed away. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says there is more bad weather on the way.
This is the time of year where these storms come from the Pacific and traverse into parts of Alaska. Over 100 mile per hour winds here. We had a storm surge of 6.6 feet, 1,000 people displaced here. And now they have another storm that's coming at them today. So they have that to deal with.
The ceasefire still holding in Gaza. And last night, Hamas returned the bodies of two more Israeli hostages. The remains of 19 are still unaccounted for. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Hamas says it's handed over all the hostage bodies it can and needs specialized equipment to retrieve the rest. Senior U.S. advisors told CBS News they are not at a point where they believe the ceasefire has been violated.
Turkey's offered to help look for those missing remains. Heads up if you drive a compact car. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 300,000 Dodge Darts because of a rollaway risk. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this is because the vehicle's shifter cables can detach from the transmission while parked. The recall impacts 2013 to 2016 models. NHTSA says it's working on a remedy for affected owners who will be notified by the company early next month.
It's been 52 years. Dolly Parton is celebrating the release of her iconic song. The 79-year-old country music star's posted throwback video of herself performing Jolene. Since its release in 1973, it's been covered in various languages by more than 30 singers, including the White Stripes and Beyoncé. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A new study finds the Paris Climate Agreement could spare the planet from nearly 60 scorching hot days every year if countries actually deliver on vows to cut emissions. CBS's Dave Schechter.
Researchers with Climate Central and World Weather Attribution say following through on these promises would limit global warming to 2.6 degrees Celsius, which is 4.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That would still bring dangerous heat and widening inequality, but far fewer extremes than a world without the 2015 Paris deal. Their message, stronger action now, will help keep the planet more hospitable in the future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill backed by veterans to fast-track a study on psychedelics and their role in treating mental health conditions like PTSD and depression. A growing number of service members are turning to psychedelic drugs and therapies to treat conditions tied to wartime trauma and traumatic brain injuries. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over 20,000 Milwaukee County families have received FEMA flood aid totaling more than $100 million. That's according to County Executive David Crawley. He says if you haven't applied to get federal flood help yet, the deadline is November 12th. You could apply online, by phone, or in person at a disaster recovery center. Crawley is urging anyone affected by the August floods to act quickly before time runs out. Lawmakers in Madison want stronger limits on student cell phone use, but Milwaukee schools may already be ahead of them. A statewide bill passed the Senate requiring every school board to restrict phones during class time. Milwaukee Public Schools already ban phone use during the school day. Students who break the rules can lose their phone and even face suspension. The statewide measure is now on Governor Evers' desk. The DJ won't be playing any Randy Newman. Tonight there will be a DJ, a big screen, and more at a Brewers watch party as they take on the Dodgers in Game 3 of the NLCS today. First pitch is at 5:08. Party's happening at Davidson Park right off the Harley-Davidson campus. Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages are set for appearances. More than 5,000 people showed up for the last viewing party. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. They're pushing back against federal immigration crackdowns just across the state line. The Lake County Board just across the border voted this week to ban ICE and Border Patrol from using county property for immigration enforcement. That means no parking lots, garages, or vacant land for their operations. Leaders say recent federal arrests have unnerved communities, especially after a dramatic incident in Waukegan last week. Signs and barriers are going up to warn agents and restrict access. County officials say the move sends a message, but it does not block agents from coming onto public property if they need to. Milwaukee's main airport is staying out of national politics. Officials at Mitchell International say they won't play a Homeland Security video that criticizes Democrats over the government's shutdown. They say Milwaukee County rules don't allow political messages on county-owned screens. Other airports around the country have made the same decision. TSA does have federal monitors, which the airport doesn't control. They can show the video if the agency chooses. Schools across southeastern Wisconsin are seeing mixed results in the latest state aid totals. Milwaukee Public Schools are getting a large increase, while Racine also gains funding. But districts like Kenosha, Waukesha, and Muskego will see cuts for the next school year. Overall, 301 districts statewide are losing aid, and 111 are gaining. The state says enrollment changes, local property values, and spending trends all play into how much each district receives. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Governor Tony Evers is pushing lawmakers to release $15 million to start updating Wisconsin's aging prisons. The money would begin design work at six correctional sites, part of his larger plan to close Green Bay Correctional and Lincoln Hills Youth Facilities. Evers telling reporters the upgrades will improve safety, reduce costs, and bring the system up to date. He's calling for bipartisan support from the State Building Commission so that construction can stay on track. The plan includes converting older sites into more efficient facilities, including a vocational village at Waupon to help inmates build work skills before release. A bill restricting student use of cell phones in Wisconsin's K-12 public schools has passed the state Senate. Senate author Appleton Republican Rachel Cabral Guevara says that it is a widely supported concept, citing a Marquette poll which found 89% of Wisconsinites support banning cell phone use during class instructional time. She says the devices are taking away from kids' learning and lawmakers have been asked to do something about it. The bill requires school boards to enact policies restricting cell phone use during instructional time, with allowances for teachers to okay student use of phones for educational purposes. The bill has already passed the state assembly. It's unclear if Governor Evers will sign the measure into law. With power costs rising along with demand, there's been recent talk in Madison about going nuclear. The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing late last month about the future of fusion. A UW-Madison professor has testified to Congress about the source.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
That was Professor Stephanie Deem, who's conducted experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive. At least 5 AI data centers are planned or approved across Wisconsin, but only 2, Microsoft's in Mount Pleasant and Vantage's in Port Washington, have revealed energy details. Together, they're expected to use 3.9 gigawatts of electricity, enough to power about 4 million homes. There are roughly 3 million homes in the state. And while the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for most, data shows the vaccination rate remains low this year. Agency issuing guidance nearly a month ago after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped recommending the vaccine for most people. Since then, DHS officials say only about 2% of Wisconsin residents have gotten the most recent booster. They also say scheduling an appointment for the booster through national pharmacy chains has become more difficult. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It is 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. It's 8:35. We're now serving up all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Thanks for being there. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Annie. We'll get a look at traffic with Bonnie Green. Updated forecast and sports coming up too from Mike Clemens. Agribusiness news from Pam Yonke is coming up as well. Currently in Milwaukee, we got partly cloudy skies and 53. We'll see sunshine later on with a high of around 63. It's all news all morning between 6 and 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Olba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. waukradio.com.
Going on 8:38, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and the Civic Media app. Coming up, Bonnie Green will update us on traffic, a couple of slow spots throughout the freeway system. And right now, Mike Clemens with sports and a preview of tonight's NLCS Game 3.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
8:39, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving up all news all morning and traffic updates, too. This time sponsored by Compassion International. Here's Bonnie Green with our traffic.
94 eastbound at a standstill, 84th to 35th. 4145 northbound, stop and go, Swan to Burleigh. 43 northbound at Sunny Slope, an accident on the left shoulder. 894 41 northbound at the Zoo Interchange, a stall blocks the left lane. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, health care, education, and more for a child in poverty. And there are thousands of kids who've been waiting for over a year. End their wait. Sponsor a child with Compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Weather.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Currently partly cloudy as well in Milwaukee. Coming up, Pam Yonke, the host of the Midwest Farm Report, will agribusiness news. WAUK News Time, 8:40.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be. With 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers, it's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9111. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's 8:41 going on 8:42. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Weekday mornings at 5, you hear Pam Yonke here on WAUK. She is the host of the Midwest Farm Report. And then after that, she gives us agribusiness news right now.
Farmers for Free Trade. It's not only a phrase, it's a movement. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And yesterday, the Farmers for Free Trade RV rolled through Wisconsin. What were they looking for? What do they hope to accomplish? That's next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. They brought their RV to Westby, Wisconsin yesterday to find out what farmers had to say about free trade. He said that's really what this is all about.
Farmers for Free Trade got started in 2017, and it was a lot of the ag associations that came together to form Farmers for Free Trade. So the corn growers, milk producers, the pork producers, all decided what was needed was really a voice out in the heartland, right? That there's a lot of lobbyists in D.C. We didn't need more lobbyists. What we needed was an effort to really engage farmers and engage people on the ground talking about trade. Because trade is so important for U.S. agriculture. You know, 20% of our farm revenue comes from exports. So if we're not talking about trade, we're not talking about a really important part of farming.
Brian Keel, executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade in Westby, Wisconsin, yesterday. The Farmers for Free Trade mission started in Nebraska and will physically end in Washington, D.C., where they'll present farmer stories from across the heartland about how trade has impacted their farming operation.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, trust,
confidence,
that's BioVet.
And the application period is now open for the 2026 Wisconsin Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Awards. This prestigious award is presented to those families that have kept their farm in the family for 100 or 150 years. To qualify, families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of the property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. Want to see details? We'll get them up at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Again, you can hear the Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings at 5 a.m. here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Handy. It's 845, serving up all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up after CBS News, Stuart J. Waddles with our local news update.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says yes, he's authorized covert CIA operations in Venezuela, and he's explained his motive to wealthy donors. Details from the White House and Weijia Jiang.
Hosting a dinner last night, President Trump joked about going fishing off the coast of Venezuela. In recent weeks, his administration has announced five strikes on boats off its coast, killing 27 people.
We had a lot of drugs coming in by water, and that stopped. In fact, nobody wants to go fishing in.
Earlier in the Oval Office, Trump told CBS News' Ed O'Keefe he authorized the CIA to get involved due to a flood of drugs from Venezuela and criminals.
Days after Typhoon Halong, hundreds of Alaskans trapped in flooded-out villages along the southwest coast are being airlifted to safety. At least one death is blamed on the storm surge. Two men are missing still after their home was washed away. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says there's more bad weather on the way.
This is the time of year where these storms come from the Pacific and traverse into parts of Alaska. Over 100 mile per hour winds here. We had a storm surge of 6.6 feet. 1,000 people displaced here. And now they have another storm that's coming at them today. So they have that to deal with.
The ceasefire still holding in Gaza. And last night, Hamas returned the bodies of two more Israeli hostages. The remains of 19 are still unaccounted for. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Hamas says it's handed over all the hostage bodies it can and needs specialized equipment to retrieve the rest. Senior U.S. advisors told CBS News they are not at a point where they believe the ceasefire has been violated.
Turkey's offered to help look for those missing remains. Heads up if you drive a compact car. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 300,000 Dodge Darts because of a rollaway risk. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this is because the vehicle's shifter cables can detach from the transmission while parked. The recall impacts 2013 to 2016 models. NHTSA says it's working on a remedy for affected owners who will be notified by the company early next month.
It's been 52 years. Dolly Parton is celebrating the release of her iconic song, the 79-year-old country music stars posted throwback video of herself performing Jolene. Since its release in 1973, it's been covered in various languages by more than 30 singers, including the White Stripes and Beyoncé. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A new study finds the Paris Climate Agreement could spare the planet from nearly 60 scorching hot days every year if countries actually deliver on vows to cut emissions. CBS's Dave Schechter.
Researchers with Climate Central and World Weather Attribution say following through on these promises would limit global warming to 2.6 degrees Celsius, which is 4.7 degrees Fahrenheit. That would still bring dangerous heat and widening inequality, but far fewer extremes than a world without the 2015 Paris deal. Their message, stronger action now, will help keep the planet more hospitable in the future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill backed by veterans to fast-track a study on psychedelics and their role in treating mental health conditions like PTSD and depression. A growing number of service members are turning to psychedelic drugs and therapies to treat conditions tied to wartime trauma and traumatic brain injuries. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools are set to see a big boost in state aid next year. New numbers from the State Department of Public Instruction shows MPS aid will jump nearly 18%. That's more than $104 million more than last year. The increase comes as most districts statewide are seeing cuts. Just over 300 districts are getting less money, while 111 will get more. Education officials say the changes are due to enrollment shifts and updated funding formulas. Milwaukee police are warning reckless drivers that their cars could soon be towed after a new state law passed the legislature. The law allows officers to impound vehicles after just one reckless driving offense, even if the driver isn't the owner. At a press conference at the city tow lot yesterday, officials said they're taking away the vehicle as a weapon to protect the community. To get a car back, drivers must pay fines and towing fees. Officials say they hope the tougher approach will cut down on dangerous driving. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Federal agents started tracking a Kenosha man after someone reported his TikTok posts threatening law enforcement. Court records say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton allegedly encouraged people to shoot at ICE agents. Investigators say a tip sent to the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center started the case in late August. TikTok then gave subscriber records to federal officials, helping them trace the videos back to Stanton. He now faces a federal charge for threatening U.S. officials, and he does remain in custody. There was a short safety hold at two Waukesha County schools yesterday. Authorities say Kettle Moraine High and Wales Elementary were placed on a hold while police looked for someone wanted out of Racine County. Officers searched the area and confirmed that the person wasn't nearby. The schools were cleared and opened up within minutes. Our airport isn't airing the ads. Officials at Mitchell International are refusing to air a federal government video that blames Democrats for the ongoing shutdown. Airport officials say county rules blocks them from showing any political messages inside the building. The video, recorded by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, was meant to play on monitors at TSA checkpoints around the country. Airports in several major cities have also declined to run it. Milwaukee officials say their decision is about following local law, not politics. And Brewers fans are gearing up to take over Davidson Park again for tonight's Game 3 against the Dodgers. The free watch party kicks off this afternoon at the Harley-Davidson campus with a 200-inch screen, food trucks, and live entertainment.
Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages will do a pop-in. Fans should plan to arrive early and bring lawn chairs or blankets. First pitch happens just after 5 o'clock. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Waukesha and Washington topping the list, but Dane and St. Croix have a strong showing. It's the DNR's list of counties with the highest number of car versus deer crashes. Deer on the move again in Wisconsin, and state officials want drivers to be extra careful. The state patrol says the fall is the most dangerous time for deer crashes because of shorter days and more deer crossing roads. Last year, there were over 17,000 crashes into deer, causing 9 deaths and hundreds of injuries. Waukesha, Washington, and St. Croix counties saw the highest numbers. Drivers are reminded to scan the road, use headlights at dusk, and stay in their lane if a crash cannot be avoided. Legislation from both parties targeting ticket scalpers in Wisconsin. The Democratic bill named the SWIFTY Act would ban the use of artificial intelligence bots to artificially hoard tickets before fans would be able to buy them. Under the Republican bill, people could still purchase and resell tickets, but there would be a $1,000 fine for ticket companies violating the rules. Ticket retailers or event operators would also have to forfeit profits earned from any tickets sold. In March, President Trump issued an executive order ordering the Federal Trade Commission to enforce fair ticketing practices. Getting tough for families to afford a place to live, and an expert realtor says it's even tougher here in Wisconsin.
The average age of the first-time homebuyer is now 38 years old. And this is due to the fact that housing prices continue to rise faster than wages. The average price of a home now in Wisconsin is approximately $340,000. That far exceeds a price that most working families can afford. Wisconsin's affordability crisis is worse than most other states.
That's Tom Larson, who's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Some state lawmakers say they want to change the equation. A new package of housing bills in Madison includes help for first-time buyers, like a program offering low-interest loans for down payments. Another bill would create clear rules for accessory homes, including basement apartments and backyard cottages. Republicans backing the plan say that it could boost construction without new taxes. They also think the proposals might draw bipartisan support at the Capitol. Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to continue funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, including additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to help residents currently getting SNAP benefits. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays all next, all news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 8:57, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Let's get a look at sports. Mike Clemens.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. This team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
8:58, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic update, this time brought to you by Blinds.com, Bonnie Green.
94 eastbound is jammed, 84th to 35th. Big delays continue on 43 southbound Hampton to North. Vehicle fire on 43 northbound at North Avenue, blocking the right lane. 94 westbound at Calhoun, a stall on the right shoulder. That backs traffic up from the Zoo interchange. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers, mainly late, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. A stray shower possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 51.
All right, all news all morning. We'll do it again tomorrow on Friday. Go Brew Crew. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving up all news all morning. Up next, Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Have a good day.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
That said, the CDC will... The Trump administration used the government shutdown to lay off more than 4,000 federal workers before the courts stepped in. Budget Chief Russell Vogt says there are plans to go much further.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services said the layoffs were part of cutting a bloated bureaucracy and that the positions were deemed non-essential by their divisions. But the scientists we spoke to said the cuts of the CDC will impact responses to disease outbreaks.
Has 200 troops there to help with this.
Greece is ready to keep people at